Carol looked at Bobby. Skipping, at least without a rope, is a little on the baby side, Carol, Bobby said apologetically, then shrugged. But you can if you want. We don't mind, do we, SJ?
Nope,
Sully John said and got going with the bolo bouncer again. Back to front, up to down, whap, whap, whap. Carol didn't skip. She walked between them and pretended she was Bobby Garfield's girlfriend, but Bobby had a driver's license and a Buick, and they were going to Bridgeport to see the WKBW Rock and Roll Extravaganza. She thought Bobby was extremely cool. The coolest thing about him was that he didn't know it. Bobby got home from school at 3 o'clock. He could have been there sooner, but picking up returnable bottles was part of his Get a Bike by Thanksgiving campaign, and he detoured through the brushy area just off Asher Avenue looking for them. He found 3 Rheingolds and a knee-high. Not much, but hey, 8 cents was 8 cents. It all mounts up, was another of his mom's sayings. Bobby washed his hands. A couple of those bottles had been pretty scourgy. Got a snack out of the icebox, read a couple of old Superman comics, got another snack out of the icebox, then watched American Bandstand. He called Carol to tell her Bobby Darin was going to be on. She thought Bobby Darin was deeply cool, especially the way he snapped his fingers when he sang Queen of the Hop, but she already knew. She was watching with 3 or 4 of her numbskull girlfriends. They all giggled pretty much nonstop in the background. The sound made Bobby think of birds in a pet shop. On TV, Dick Clark was currently showing how much pimple grease just 1 Stridex medicated pad could sop up. Mom called at 4 o'clock. Mr. Biderman needed her to work late, she said. She was sorry, but birthday supper at the Colony was off. There was leftover beef stew in the fridge. He could have that, and she would be home by 8 to tuck him in. And for heaven's sake, Bobby, remember to turn off the gas ring when you're done with the stove. Bobby returned to the television feeling disappointed, but not really surprised. On Bandstand, Dick was now announcing the Rate a Record panel. Bobby thought the guy in the middle looked as if he could use a lifetime supply of Stridex pads. He reached into his front pocket and drew out the new orange library card. His mood began to brighten again. He didn't need to sit here in front of the TV with a stack of old comic books. If he didn't want to, he could go down to the library and break in his new card, his new adult card. Miss Busybody would be on the desk. Only her real name was Miss Harrington, and Bobby thought she was beautiful. She wore perfume. He could always smell it on her skin and in her hair, faint and sweet like a good memory. And although Sully John would be at his trombone lesson right now after the library, Bobby could go up to his house, maybe play some Pass. Also, he thought, I can take those bottles to Spicer's. I've got a bike to earn this summer. All at once, life seemed very full.